And now an update on Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy and his family. The self-styled militiamen have emerged victorious in two federal trials after the 2014 armed standoff in Bunkerville, Nevada, and the 2016 occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Oregon. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Amanda Peacher tells us what's next for the Bundy movement and its opponents.
About a dozen Bundy supporters are celebrating at a Mexican restaurant in Redmond, Oregon. It's just a few hours after U.S. District Judge Gloria Navarro dismissed criminal charges against Cliven Bundy and his sons. One of the group organizers, B.J. Soper, raises his glass.
Here's to 2 years' worth of justice being served.
Amen.
Cheers.
2 years ago, Bundy sons Ammon and Ryan were arrested for their armed takeover of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. They were eventually acquitted by a jury. And now this week, Judge Navarro declared a mistrial in the Nevada Bundy case. The Bundys faced felony conspiracy and weapons charges after Cliven Bundy led a standoff against government officials. The conflict came about because Bundy refused to pay fees to graze his cattle. The judge said the government purposely withheld key evidence in the trial and called its conduct outrageous.
This is very vindicating.
That's Bundy supporter Kim Fritz. She says the judge affirmed her beliefs that the government was lying. For example, prosecutors delayed turning over documents that proved there were government snipers outside the Bundy, Nevada ranch during the conflict.
For the judge to finally realize that and come out and say it is just really amazing.
Both Bundy trials have been a rallying cause for people who distrust federal agencies like the Bureau of Land Management. B.J. Soper says he gave up running two businesses to focus on the so-called Patriot Movement.
You know, I've done nothing else in my life for 2 years.
Soper organized fundraisers for the Bundys' wives and children.
I felt a call to make sure that they're okay until their husbands were home.
Now free from jail, the Bundys seem ready to continue their fight. At a press conference Wednesday in Nevada, family patriarch Cliven Bundy continued to buck the BLM's right to control the federal land where his cows graze.
I graze my cattle only on Clark County, Nevada land, and I have no contract with the federal government.
It's not yet clear what the next steps will be for the Bundys and their followers. Some want pardons for the other defendants who took plea deals before trial. Others are running for local office. Many, like Kim Fritz, want to see local control of federal public lands.
They're closing it off from us right and left to preserve whatever, animal or species or just flat-out historical site.
Fritz believes that the states, not the federal government, should own public lands.
There's no grounds for any legal argument here.
John Freemuth is a professor of environmental policy at Boise State University.
The solution to this, from a Bundy perspective, certainly not many other people, but his, would be to get Congress to transfer the federal lands to states.
But transferring federal lands to states remains a fringe idea and isn't on any congressional agenda right now. Opponents of the Bundys worry that the ranchers could initiate another standoff.
Nobody wants to go through that whole occupation thing again.
Liz Appleman lives in Harney County, the site of the Oregon refuge occupation. Appleman was disappointed when the Bundys were acquitted in the Oregon trials.
So a lot of people, myself including, was hoping Nevada would have them pay some sort of price for what they did, and the government screwed it up.
What's clear at this point is that both trials left the Bundys and their supporters feeling empowered by what they view as a righteous fight. Outside the Las Vegas courthouse on Monday, Oregon occupation leader Ammon Bundy declared that the Lord had given his family an advantage.
He motivated us to stand, and then he delivered us in the end and gave us great advantage in the courtroom.
Back in the Mexican restaurant, Ammon Bundy's supporters echo that belief and cheer for the Bundy's legal team.
Yeah, how about Ryan Bundy?
Yes.
I think he was probably the best lawyer out of the group.
That's because he had God on his side.
That's it.
The other Bundy supporters around their table raise their glasses and say, Amen. For Here and Now, I'm Amanda Peacher in Redmond, Oregon.